With Montana News, I'm Olga Kramer. Prosecutors have filed juvenile felony charges against the 17-year-old student accused of driving his car at a school resource officer, who in turn fired at his fleeing vehicle. The Missoulian reports that the student faces charges for criminal endangerment, felony evidence tampering, felony drug possession, and a misdemeanor for obstructing an officer for the March 16th incident at Missoula's Big Sky High School. The student has not been identified because he is not charged as an adult. Court records say the officer asked to search the student's car, at which point the student created a diversion and fled in his vehicle, almost hitting the officer, who then fired the weapon. The Montana Democratic Party is accusing a company of breaking state campaign laws by gathering signatures for a petition that qualified the Green Party for this year's elections. The complaint, filed today to the State Commissioner of Political Practices, is against advanced micro-targeting. It says the Las Vegas-based company conducted electioneering work without the proper reporting or disclosures. The Green Party turned in more than 10,000 signatures to the Secretary of State's office earlier this month to qualify for the ballot just before the candidate filing period ended. Montana Democratic Party Executive Director Nancy Keenan called advanced micro-targeting, quote, an out-of-state political firm with ties to the Republican Party. Democratic spokesman Roy Lowenstein says the party wants to find out who hired the company. Neither company nor Green Party officials returned a call or email for comment. A Montana conservation group is filing a motion in support of a lawsuit initiated by the state of California challenging the Trump administration's change in payments that coal companies make for mining on public lands. The suit, brought by California's attorney general, challenges the White House's new policy over how the royalties are collected. President Trump's staff repealed an Obama-era rule that effectively forces energy firms to pay more royalties on fossil fuels like coal and oil. Steve Charter is a Billings area rancher and a member of the Northern Plains Resource Council, which filed the motion yesterday challenging Trump's policy.
This revenue, half of it goes to the federal government and half of it goes to the state. And so when the Trump administration came in, they negated this rule and then really haven't addressed the problems that need to be addressed to get our full value and not be shortchanged.
A spokesman with Count on Coal Montana says royalties under President Trump allow mining companies to create jobs and strengthen the U.S. economy. The Trump administration repealed Obama's coal payment policy last September. All the Republican primary candidates hoping to challenge Democrat John Tester for the Senate this fall pledged unwavering support for the Second Amendment at a debate in Missoula last night. Corin Cates Carney reports.
The four candidates each said that gun violence isn't about a lack of regulation or laws. Russ Fagg, a judge from Billings, says he's seen these issues in court.
It's a sociological problem and it's a mental health issue.
Matt Rosendale from Glendive is Montana's state auditor.
I do not believe that taking one person's rights away to try and protect someone else is the way to do this.
Troy Downing of Big Sky says people shouldn't be stopped by the government from buying any kind of gun or gun magazine they want. Albert Olszewski from Kalispell says people commit evil acts, not guns. Several of the candidates said they support letting schools decide if staff and teachers should be allowed to carry guns. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
All four Republican primary candidates say they would have voted against the omnibus spending bill signed by President Donald Trump late last week. Corin Cates Carney reports.
President Trump signed the $1.3 trillion spending measure last Friday. Neither of Montana's two Republican members of Congress voted for it. In Missoula last night, in a candidate forum, the Republican primary contenders also voiced their opposition to it.
You should have worked harder for us on this one.
That's Albert Olszewski, a doctor and current state senator from Kalispell. Troy Downing, a businessman from Big Sky, says he understands that Trump may have seen the need to sign it to fund the military.
As a combat veteran, that's important to me, but that giant behemoth of a spending bill should not have passed and I would not have voted for it.
Russ Fagg of Billings and Matt Rosendale of Glendive also said they would not have voted for the spending bill. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. An environmental assessment released today from the U.S. Forest Service recommends a 20-year ban on new mining developments on public land in the Paradise Valley, just north of Yellowstone National Park. The agency recommends withdrawing more than 30,000 acres from mining exploration, Stephanie Adams is with the National Parks Conservation Association.
The northern gateway to Yellowstone National Park is no place for a mine.
Two mining firms, Lucky Minerals and Crevice Mining Group, are pursuing gold mining projects in nearby Park County on private land. The extended ban would not impact those developments, but Adams says it would potentially deter further exploration.
Our hope is that by protecting those public lands that so many in Montana and throughout the country value, that the mine then won't be moving forward at a large scale.
The Obama administration put a two-year halt on mining claims in the area in 2016. Since that time, Senator John Tester and Representative Greg Gene Forte have both championed legislation to create permanent bans in the area. The Montana Mining Association opposes the mineral withdrawals. Tammy Johnson is the MMA's executive director.
With half of the nation's mineral estate already off limits or under restrictions for development, it's absolutely critical that we have these beginning stage exploration projects.
Johnson says responsible resource development can exist alongside the state's outdoor recreation economy. She thinks domestic mineral production is preferable to the alternative.
The most consumptive society on the planet should maybe take a look at whether they want to export these impacts to countries that may not be friendly, maybe dictatorship, and certainly are using mining methods that we stopped using decades and decades ago.
20 years is the maximum limit for a temporary ban. Permanent protection is only possible through legislative action. The public comment period on the proposal runs until April 29th. You can find a link to the public comment portal on our website, mtpr.org. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke is expected to issue a final decision on the ban this fall. I'm Bo Baker, Montana Public Radio.